The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Man, finally, you know, I don't really like getting into talking about politics on Facebook or any other social, well, a little bit on Twitter, but I don't like talking about politics on Facebook because everyone's opinions are slightly different. Nobody's right. If you avoid talking about politics and religion on Facebook, you're going to be all right because those two things are so divisive and toxic conversations, and it's guaranteed to just cause problems, right? So I don't really ever get political. But I'm really glad that Boris got booed out because Boris was... Donald Trump were bad enough. I mean, Donald Trump was the worst. He was, like, just unbelievable. But Boris Johnson was, like, Donald Trump light. The fact that we voted someone as narcissistic and deceitful as that tells me a lot about us as a nation. And the moment that we were in when we thought it'd be okay to vote someone like that into power... So I'm really glad that he's been fucked off because there are people who are good leaders and not narcissistic, unhealthy slob bullshitting toffs. Do you know what I mean? Who have no grasp on what it means to be a normal person in England. So I'm glad he got fucked off. But it got me thinking about trust and you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's one of the most precious, if not the most precious things. In humanity is built on trust. The communication between humans, it's all about trust. Our power as a human being comes from our interconnectedness, and we don't get to interconnect unless we trust each other. And like I say, it's the most precious, most beautiful thing in the world when we have it. But it's fragile. It's like a house of cards. And Once that precious trust is broken, the house of cards comes tumbling down, and it can take years, if at all, it ever gets replaced. You know, the trust can go, and it's gone. There's a saying by Mark Twain, the author, the like philosophical author from a couple of hundred years ago. If you don't lie, you never have to worry about anything because you can just pretty much go through life not having to worry about anything you've said because you're just saying it as it is as the moment arises. And that's how I try to live my life, and I would say it works. If you don't lie, your worries disappear because you never have to think about things that you've said and backtrack and, you know, all this sort of stress that you just don't, I just don't have time for it. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of this, but there's a thing called the Golden Rule. It's in the Bible. It's in pretty much every single religious book. In fact, almost every single religious book is built around this principle, the Golden Rule. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Basically, treat other people as you want to be treated. It's as simple as that. It's one of the most fundamental principles, guiding principles that we have as people. You treat other people how you would want to be treated. Dead simple. But have you ever heard of the Silver Rule? Most people have not heard of the Silver Rule, and it's a bit similar. But the Silver Rule is, you don't do to other people what you wouldn't like them to do to you. So it's very similar. But you don't go behind someone and boot them up the arse because you just don't want them to walk up behind you and boot you up the arse. And that is more what a stable society is built on, because people have got skin in the game. People, it's like there's an old saying, an eye for an eye. If I walk up behind you and boot you up the arse because I don't like the look of you, well, then I should expect someone else to do it for me. So it's an eye for an eye. And that's like a that's an ancient principle that people have built civilizations around, right? You've got skin in the game. You're worried because someone else will do it to you. That's why some countries, like out in the Middle East, like I went to Dubai earlier on this year, some of the rules that seem really simple. You know, in a lot of Western countries, the rules and the laws and they're so complex that there's a lot of loopholes that people can exploit. Whereas in places like Dubai, and I'm sure plenty of other, mostly Middle Eastern countries, the rules are very simple. And it pretty much boils down to an eye for an eye. If you steal that woman's handbag, don't be surprised when we cut your hand off, mate. So less people steal handbags. Because they don't have to go through a jury, sitting through court and go through a jury and manage to get off on Hill Health and all this lot. Literally, you've stolen that woman's handbag, mate. We're going to cut your hand off now. But the problem with our society is that we have politicians and even middle management, bureaucratic organisations, big organisations, bureaucrats, middle management. I mean, I'm sure we have all these kind of middle management, sleazy, fucking arse-licky middle management to deal with in our own personal lives. But they're playing, politicians mainly though, they're playing without skin in the game. They're pretty much making decisions without actual skin in the game. So they get to create this culture of mistrust because they're doing it to their own. They're doing things to their own advantage. They're bending rules. They benefit from the upside, but they don't have to worry about the downside because they don't have any skin in the game because they're just basically writing policies and that's it, sat in an office. Anyway, I'm waffling. Would you like your friend, how trustworthy would you like your friends to be? How trustworthy would you like your friends to be? Now that's a rhetorical question because I know you want your friends to be the most trustworthy people that you know. But how trustworthy are you? Would you like it if someone says to you, listen mate, I'm not being funny, but your breath stinks. Would you be offended and tell them to shut up, or would you be glad they told you? Would you be happy if somebody told you that one of your other friends has been bitching about you, has been talking duplicitously about you? They might be nice to your face, but they're saying all kinds of stuff behind your back in social gatherings. Would you like to know that kind of information? What about if your partner was having an affair? Would you like to know the truth, or would you like to be kept in the dark? You probably want to know, as uncomfortable as some of that stuff is. Now, there's a difference between a nice friend and a good friend. A nice friend will do whatever is going to make you feel good, whereas a good friend will tell you exactly what you need to hear. That's what a good friend will do. And if you want to be a good friend, if you want friends that will trust you, that you can trust, that are trustworthy, you need to be trustworthy. You need to be a good friend. So you need to be willing to have that conversation. You need to be willing to say, look, mate, people are talking about you because you've been a complete dickhead these last few months. And look, I need to tell you because I love you. You know, you need to have these awkward conversations. There's a saying, the quality of life will boil down to how many uncomfortable conversations that you're willing to have. If you're willing to have a lot of uncomfortable conversations, the quality of your life will improve. Trust takes years and a full lifetime to build. You don't just get trust. You've got to build it. You've got to build it by setting the example. And it can go in seconds. So before you text that other girl, or before you text that boy back, or before you say that thing to that person what you've been desperate to say, no good's gonna come of it. Before you tell that lie, just think twice, because trust is the most important thing. Don't ruin it in a moment. Just think, you know, have some ethics. God damn it. Anyway, guys, I love you. I'll see you later on. Bye.